So the Israeli prime minister will come to Washington to address Congress at Congress's invitation. The White House wasn't involved. It'll be just 2 weeks before the next Israeli election. And we wondered how this invitation is playing over there in Israel. We've called upon Michael Oren, who until about a year ago was Israel's ambassador to Washington. He is now in Israel running for a seat in parliament, not on Benjamin Netanyahu's party's list. Michael Oren, welcome back to the program.
Always good to be with you, Robert. Thank you.
An invitation to the Israeli prime minister to address a joint session of the U.S. Congress, not involving the White House, whatever. Is that standard operating procedure, or does it break precedent?
It is, to the best of my knowledge, a groundbreaker, Robert. During the prime minister's previous speech to a joint meeting of Congress, this was in May of 2011, the invitation indeed came from Speaker Boehner, but the White House was kept apprised of the entire process and approved of it.
Is it a breach of protocol?
I think it's probably more of a breach of practice rather than protocol. The Congress, I think, has the right to invite any foreign dignitary and or leader, but it was certainly a sort of conventional practice to keep the White House informed. I think it's a matter, at the end of the day, of courtesy between allies.
The National Security Council at the White House issued a statement saying, as a matter of longstanding practice and principle, we do not see heads of state or candidates in close proximity to their elections so as to avoid the appearance of influencing a democratic election in a foreign country. Would a speech to Congress by Benjamin Netanyahu have the appearance of influencing the election over there?
Well, certainly there's a very intense electoral cycle going on. As you mentioned before, I'm involved in that. I think that statement was issued as a way of the White House saying that it would not receive the prime minister because that would be perceived as intervening or interceding in an internal Israeli electoral process.
Well, but does that mean that the U.S. Congress is, in fact, giving the appearance of intervening in a foreign election, the Israeli election?
Well, I don't know if the Congress is acting out of that intent. I think the issue is the Iran and the possibility of increased sanctions on Iran. And this is probably related more to an internal American political process as the issue of the president's handling of foreign affairs becomes more prominent as we approach 2016.
But say the leader of the party that you're now aligned with, Mr. Yahalon, will not be seen in news footage addressing the American people and the American Congress. Isaac Herzog, the head of the so-called Zionist camp group, won't be seen that way. Is it, whatever else its virtues may be in terms of advancing Israeli policy on Iran, is it a great campaign trip to come before the U.S. Congress?
I'm sure it will not hurt the prime minister's chances, put it that way. However, if a prime minister of Israel from any party is invited by the Congress to address a joint meeting of Congress, then he or she would be hard-pressed not to accept that invitation.
Should we see what's happened here as a measure of how frosty or bad relations are between Bibi Netanyahu and Barack Obama?
Well, certainly this would not suggest that the relationship has been warming up. And in fact, there is a very serious divide, a fundamental divide, on the Iranian issue. President Obama has said that he believes that Iran is a rational regime. It is not North Korea. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said again and again this is a medieval, irrational regime and that it is worse than 50 North Koreas. I don't think you can get more fundamental than that.
Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, now a candidate for parliament over there in Israel. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert. Good day. Bye.